Okay. I have to first share with you. It's hard sometimes to know where to begin, but because there's so much. I just want to encourage each of you. Some of you are here because you have a purpose in your heart. You have families and you have children and money's tied, or if not, or some of you are here and you don't have a family yet and you're single or whatever that may be. I really want to encourage you, be it or you're an auntie and you don't have children yourself, or you're a grandma and your children have grown. The Lord has great plan and purpose for each of you being in this place right now. There was a workshop kind of like this, gosh, how many years now? Maybe 8 years now. I had a heart to go to the caring for the elderly class, and my parents were in their 40s. I just had a heart to later care for them when they were elderly. So I went to this class, and I was encouraged, and I was able to hear from the other ladies. And lo and behold, 4 months later, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And so I just remember being blessed, thinking back, oh, I went to this class about caring for the elderly, but I got to care for my mom for 2 years when she was having had cancer. So God has a big and mighty plan for each of you. So if you were just a straggler and you didn't even know which class to go in, you're just trusting the Lord. He has a plan and purpose for you to be in this place right now. At first, when I was asked to share, I said no. I just thought this is such a stretch for me. I, a lot of times, am more comfortable behind the scenes. But like I prayed, the Lord really and truly has, he knows my heart, and I really do seek to have fun with my children. I'm a hands-on mom. I like to get down on the floor and wrestle with them and play. And I'm just, I really try to steer away from being one of those parents, grandparents. Just go play. I think it's really important that we play with. I discovered, though, after being asked and saying, no, Lord, I can't believe this, you're calling me. I pressed on through with much prayer, and I just wanted to be faithful to seek him as to see if he was indeed calling me to do this. And I just pondered on thinking that the Lord has such sweet ways of allowing us experiences that we don't think that are for us necessarily, but in the end, it is then that we realize that he had a purpose in it for us as well. And in preparing for this day, I have been encouraged and blessed by what the Lord has shown me, and I hope you will be as well, as I've been praying for you. I'd like to just briefly tell you a little bit about myself. I've been a Christian for 20 years. I first became a Christian when I was 8 and didn't walk with the Lord closely when I was a teenager, but I knew he was still in my heart. He never left me. I rededicated my life in 92, and I'm married to a very handsome husband, Jeff. His mom's right here in the front. Great support. We've been married in November, it'll be 13 years, and we have 3 beautiful children and gifts from the Lord. Our oldest son is Luke, he's 8, Nathan is 6, and Leah is 4. And I gladly wear the title baseball, basketball, and soccer mom. I'm a little nervous because my daughter has yet to have begun her interest, so I'm not sure what other titles I'll gladly wear, but for now I'm those. And I'm a former school teacher. Prior to being a stay-at-home mom, when our son Luke was born, is when I began being a homemaker, and I've been taking care of my family ever since. A couple days a month, I sub here at Harvest Christian School and volunteer as well at least once a week. I've served in various other ministries here at Harvest and have a strong desire to help women grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I've been praying that what I'm going to share with you this morning will be an encouragement, and that the Holy Spirit will be drawing you closer to him as you seek ways to have fun with your family in an economical way. We're here this morning to look at ways we can have fun with our families that won't break the bank. At first, I struggled a little and thought, well, is there really a purpose in having that class? Because you could just go on the internet to get ideas for this topic. But again, after praying and seeking the Lord to see just what he would have me to share with you this morning, it has been a refreshing reminder for me. I had a girlfriend. I was sharing my heart with her, and she said, Laura, you go on the internet, and you're going to have to sift. But what we're here to share and cover this morning, it's filtered, and it's Christ-centered. For those of you who enjoy taking notes, I have an outline that will consist of three words beginning with the letter P. And I really have a heart for you ladies to leave this place remembering what we covered. I have to confess to you, many times I've been and I've heard speakers and I leave and I think, oh, what was that? I can't recall any of her main points or his main points. So I really hope and pray that you'd remember three P words, really simple. Pray. The second is purpose. And I'll have three main purposes under that point later. I'll go over those. And the third is play. So we have pray, purpose, and play. And within purpose, I'll share three points, but also I just would like for you to keep in mind that purpose being in the middle for a reason, that we're to have we're to purpose in our hearts to pray, and we're to purpose in our hearts to play. So I hope that helps you kind of remember all of them. And I couldn't also help to think that this is way too basic. But right then also, God is faithful. He really just impressed upon my heart that we're in a times that we need to get back to the basics. There's a lot of lavish living and extravagance and lots of hustle and bustle, but he just really gave me peace in my heart about keeping it basic. So I hope you appreciate that. Okay, let's look at our first P word, which is pray. Now, the focus here is to pray with our families. That in itself can be fun and should be a priority in our homes. There are many benefits to praying together. And I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It said, a family that plays together stays together. And right then I just thought, oh no, it's family that prays together stays together. Also, playing is good, but praying together is better. The word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, to pray without ceasing. I would like to ask you, do you pray without ceasing for your family, which is a good thing, but do you pray without ceasing with your family? That is even better. I believe that there is always room for improvement, and I hope you will be truthful with yourself as you evaluate your heart on this later when you go home today. Maybe have some quiet time and sit at the Lord's feet and go over the notes and just pray and ask the Lord to search your heart in that area. Do you pray together every day outside of mealtime? I know there was a season in our life, my husband and I with our children, we just kind of felt, we found that, you know, when they were little, our only prayer time together was at mealtime, which is good, but we were yet to come to that place to actually, hey, let me pray with you throughout the day. Perhaps even consider coming together for a random prayer time. Instead of Friday night, movie night, one time, just come together and say, you know, we're going to have a prayer time. And really, if you have little ones, I know some of you in this room have 2 and 3 and 4-year-olds, it's hard for them to sit a while. God is good, even if it's just a few words. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you. Just really make that time a priority with them and to teach them it's good to be still and to know that he is God. You will find that praying together invites God to reveal his will in your life. It encourages intimacy with one another, with each family member, and promotes a strong family bond that will withstand trials. I would like to also suggest that you keep a family prayer/praise journal. In this journal, you can record each person's specific prayer needs and leave a spot. Be intentional and show your children or your nieces, nephews, leave a spot next to the prayer request for the praise report. Because God is faithful. He will do that work. Express to your children your expectancy of God to answer with your children. If your child is one that claims to have nothing to say, oh, I don't know what to pray for, then automatically direct them to praising him and thanking him, and looking around, just Even in the room that you're in, maybe there's a picture of the wall of someone in your family, your outside family, you know, how about you pray for Grammy or, you know, that kind of thing. In this journal, you can also keep a list of people in your family, in your church body that you pray for, and leave that space for leave a space where you can record how God has answered that prayer. For older children, you can also teach them the acronym that I like to use, and I've heard Pastor Greg use many times, ACTS. The first A stands for adoration. C is confession. T is thanksgiving. And S is supplication. If you have teenagers, maybe you can even have a prayer time where one person, you know, prays the A, the next person prays the C, the next person prays the T, and the last prays the S. And perhaps there are some of you here, like me, that have felt stumped and uncreative and just plain broke at times. In those times, in all of God's great faithfulness, he reminds us that he cares about all of our concerns, the big details and the little details, down to the very penny. He is a God of details, and there is no better source than to going to the Creator and asking him to show us how to be creative. A lot of times I'll hear, oh, I'm just not creative. Have you sought the Lord, our Creator, to bless your heart and mind with creativity? We are living in times, as I said, of such overwhelming excess and extravagance. I sometimes think that we're just living in a bubble that's eventually going to explode due to all of the lavish living there is. However, in the times that we're in now, a part of me thinks that that bubble has already popped in some of our lives. It seems as though there's such a varying difference of what moderation means to each of us. And I wonder what moderate living means to each of you. Okay, let's go on to our next P word, which is purpose. And we have three main purposes for having fun with our families in an economical way that the Lord impressed on my heart to share with you. And the first one is to be a family founded on the rock, and the rock is Jesus Christ. That is our first purpose behind having fun with our families in an economical way. In Matthew 7, 24 through 27, Jesus tells us that a wise man who builds his house on the rock will not lose his home when the rain and wind come. Jesus is talking about our spiritual foundation. Either we choose to follow him, the rock, and remain standing, or, like the foolish man, reject him and fall. It is inevitable that every one of us will face hard times and challenges in our lives. Another key verse for our family is the very first verse I ever wrote down for our family. It's Psalm 127:1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. So, ladies, let's be deliberate in always pointing our families to the Lord and reverencing the Lord as we should. Excuse me. Reverencing it. Right now, like I said, we have a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And we're really trying to teach them to revere God's word. When hard times come, share and pray scripture with your family. By doing this, the foundation you have created with your family will be strong and lasting enough to withstand trials that will face your family. I would love to have coffee with, if outside of this time you want to say, hey, Laura, will you meet me sometime for coffee? I'd love to, or if you're not a coffee drinker, whatever. But I would love to share with you how the Lord has withstood us in building our family on this rock. We've gone through many, many things. So I would love to share my heart with you at some time. And I want to give you my email address, too. If later you seek the Lord, our Creator, and he gives you a creative idea, I would love to hear from you and add that to my list for our family to try out. By building your family upon the rock, which is Jesus, you've created with your family a solid foundation. And I know it's a work in progress. If you're a new Christian today, start today. It's never too late to start building that right relationship with Christ in your household. Okay, our second purpose for having fun with our families in an economical way is to guard against Satan. That's guard against Satan. In 1 Peter 5:8, we are warned to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I looked up sober and vigilant, and sober means not intoxicated or drunk. This was really interesting to me, thinking about what we just discussed. Free from excess and extravagance or exaggeration, showing self-control. That was sober. Vigilant means keenly watchful to detect danger, ever awake and alert, sleeplessly watchful. I don't think any one of us could deny the fact that the world is just oozing with filth and vices that are constantly trying to entice each one of us. I pray that as we seek to have fun with our families, that it would help to prevent our children and spouses in wondering if the world is having more fun. That was on my heart. We just went camping at San Clemente, and my little Nader, the six-year-old, looks over and he's like, "Mom, that family's having more fun." And so the Lord brought that to my heart again and thought, no, the main concern is that we're together as a family having more fun than the world. That's what I wanted to express to him. So, okay, our last purpose that we're going to look at is that it allows for improved financial stewardship. Again, it allows for improved financial stewardship. Here I'd like to point out why it is necessary that we evaluate our spending and see how we can be faithful to the Lord with our spending and still have fun with our families. And I first have to say, I hope and pray from the very bottom of my heart that none of you are going to feel ambushed when you leave, since we're talking about money. My husband he works in the accounting department here, and he read over my first draft, and he says, you know, just express to the ladies that they wouldn't feel ambushed, but yet this is a very important part that the Lord, I believe, laid on my heart to share with you ladies, so I pray that you would be encouraged. Are you of the thought, I just can't afford to tithe, or I will tithe this month because I have enough left over, or what about that offering that you've made to the Lord above and beyond your tithe? This is the giving that does exceed the tithe. In Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira were two people who loved the Lord, yet they failed to be honest with their finances. I was led here by the Holy Spirit to bring my attention to just how serious the Lord considers our honesty with him in regards to our money. It saddens me to know that sometimes we can take this topic very lightly as Christians. I heard it once said that a person's pocketbook is a direct reflection of your spiritual walk with the Lord. Meaning, how you handle your money with an open hand, realizing that it's all his in the first place. Or are you gripping it tightly and holding it on to for your next shopping spree or whatever? We're called to give from the first fruits. God is our judge, and he knows the truth in our hearts regarding our finances. And I pray that each of us would truthfully ask the Lord to search our hearts in this area as well. Okay. So are you feeling ambushed? I hope you don't. I so hope and pray that. Okay, now let's go on to our third P word is play. Psalm 16:11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Again, that reference is Psalm 16:11. First, I'd like to just share a quote that I read on Focus on the Family's website. It says, "Downtime is the ground where ideas grow." And this quote caught my eye because I know just how very busy our families can become or be. In our family, both Jeff and I have come to realize that we really have to guard that downtime that we rarely get to have with our family, just our little five. We're trying to help our children understand that we don't always have to be doing something. Just hanging out together as a family at home is some of the most precious time that we can enjoy together. I found it very interesting. The other day, I had my three with me at Albertsons, and we went to the Red Box to rent a video, and a lady who's working there said, "Are these your three?" I said, "Yes." And she's like, "Oh, my three are grown. They're teenagers now, and they're always saying they're bored." And she said, "You know, honey, if I can tell you one thing," and I thought, oh, Lord, this is a divine appointment. She says, "If I can tell you one thing, don't feel like you have to always be doing something with them. Don't always feel like you have to be entertaining them, taking them here, taking them there. They don't know how to make their own fun. They're teenagers now, and they're just bored all the time. And they just sit around, look at each other. What are we going to do now?" And so I just thought that was really sweet that lady, I don't even know who she was. She was a worker. Albertson said, "Honey, you know, your kids are so little. Just let them be sometimes." I just thought, oh, this is so neat. I know it's from you, Lord. So I thought that was sweet confirmation. Something else, too, that's been on my heart recently a lot is I love the idea, and I have yet to do it, although we do guard mealtime, is to declare a tech-free day, a tech-free half day, or hour, or even zone. Whatever your place may be, if you're one that would just die without your cell phone, then maybe you can declare an hour. You know, seek the Lord as to how he would have you to do this. Tech-free, I'm referring to no computers, no iPods, no texting, no TV. I think you get the picture. Whatever you can handle would, I really believe in my heart, be a great benefit to your family, for ourselves. Like I just mentioned, we really guard mealtime. And we're trying to teach our little ones also, you don't have to get up to the table and run to go answer the phone. Just let it ring. Just let it be. Yeah. Amen. Huh? Turn that TV off. Just be with your family and have an enjoyable conversation with your family members over mealtime. Guard it. Satan, especially, you know, if you go home tonight and you try it, yes, he's going to throw those fiery darts at you and try to distract. Guard it. Pray and ask the Lord to help you guard it. You're having, this afternoon, my daughter and I, we're going to sit down and we're going to give each other manicures and pedicures. Guard that time that you have with your daughter. Really try and think, is texting this person who keeps texting me more important than having this 10 minutes with my daughter that's going to mean the world to her? Or, you know, paint her toes, let me just text it back. Paint her toes, let me just text it back. That doesn't count either. Turn it off, put it away, put it in the other room, turn it off. Allow yourself true quality time with your families wholeheartedly. Look into their eyes when they're talking to you. I know I'm so guilty of this sometimes. I'm busy, I'm doing stuff. Mommy, mommy, mommy. They're, you know, pulling. I'm just like, okay, yes, and I'm making dinner, you know. And it's just like, oh, just last night I'm making a pasta salad for a party that we have to go to today. Oh, she's in Leah. She comes in and says, I've had such a bad day. I got 2 owies today. I got one on my head and I cut my finger. And I just thought, Lord, okay, help me to apply. So I just stopped what I'm doing and I get down to her level and said, okay, sweetheart, let's pray. What do you need? Do you need an ice pack for your head? And, you know, and I just kind of found she just needed some loving at that time too, which really, ladies, I pray that we would have more of a sensitive heart to be just there for them. So, and also for, like I said, aunties and grandmas, neighbors. If you're here and you're a neighbor and you don't have children yourselves, be on the lookout for those little children, older teenagers, anything and everything that the Lord puts in your path, anyone and everyone, I should say, puts in your path to minister to. I pray that you would have a heart to do that wholeheartedly with no distractions. And a new favorite term that I've come to love recently is staycation. Can you raise your hands and show me if you've ever heard of this new term, staycation? A few of you have. Staycation is simply staying either home if you don't have the finances to go galley mountain around, or even, you know, stay within your city limits. I would encourage you to go either call or go online to the Chamber of Commerce and seek out all of what's here in Riverside. We have a fascinating city to explore. I know for myself, even, and I live not even 5 minutes from the Riverside National Cemetery. A girlfriend of mine, we've both grown up here in Riverside, and we've yet still gone to the Riverside National Cemetery to visit. And with Memorial Day, she took her 4 children over there for the very, very first time. And she said, oh, we're going every year. That was amazing. We're going on 4th of July. We're going, you know, every patriotic holiday, we're going to the Riverside National Cemetery. There are amazing, different things to see there. So take advantage of what we have here in our local community. With that said, now let's look at some specific ideas to have fun with our families. And we'll go ahead and look at the handout. As you can see, I tried to break them up into 4 categories. The first one is spiritual growth. If I could choose one thing for you to go home and to apply today, is to have a family devotion every day. If you can have it twice a day, that's great too. Morning, evening, whatever your, you know, suits you best. But for our family, we choose to 7 o'clock every morning. They know to be seated at the table, ready to read God's word. And we don't use a devotional, although devotionals are good. But since we have a Luke, we decided to start in the book of Luke. So we read straight out of God's word. And primarily my husband does most of the leading, and then I'll jump in with practical ideas for application. Also, that website, familyblueprint.org, is a great place for you to reference for object lessons. I know for ourselves right now, we just bought a bank repo home, and I'm sure you've seen lots and lots of dead yards. So our yard is one of those dead yards. We didn't have money to go out and buy saw to make it just beautiful like this. So we thought, okay, we're going to take advantage of this and do an object lesson with our kids on patience. So my husband's, you know, throwing out the seed, doing that thing. And so every so often, they'll get down on the ground and just, like, look as hard as they can to see those little blades of grass sticking up. So that's been a really awesome object lesson for our family. So this website has a wonderful collection of object lessons that you can use with your family. So if that is one thing that I would challenge you to do today, is to do a family devotion. If I could choose, but God will show you what to do. Like I mentioned before, a family prayer and praise journal. Okay, this next one, little keepers at home. I was introduced to this by a really dear sister of mine, and she has a daughter who's 10 days younger than my daughter. So just her and I both come together about once a month, and these are the boys' ones, which they haven't started yet, but I'm just going to look at the girl one just for now. We get together once a month. There are both spiritual and practical lessons to do in this little handbook. It's kind of like Girl Scouts, kind of like Awana's, in a way that you're wearing a sash and you earn little pins. My Leah just recently thought, oh, I'm going to put them all in one straight line. And we've just been doing this since February. She's so proud of all her little, for example, she earned a badge for table setting, Bible memory. Oh, it blesses my heart. I am so tickled that my little four-year-old daughter can, Leah, tell me your four kindness verses, because we spent the whole month looking at kindness. Keeping clean, manners, coloring. She had to color a whole entire coloring book. We got the $1.99 one down at the bookstore. She had to color the whole thing, doing her best, primarily by herself, but yet inviting Daddy and Mommy to join in when she'd want us to. Pressed flowers, again, Bible memory. And I've been on the lookout also. You don't have to use these. You can also just, if you're a sewer, just maybe you can go get your, make your own little sash. And I bought a couple pins down at the bookstore the other day, and they weren't from this website, but one's a little tiny mustard seed. I thought, oh, I'm going to teach her that verse. And, anything that kind of just really inexpensive and tiny, I'm trying to collect to have her later earn those things and put them on her sash. And I think maybe Grammys and Grams and Aunties can attest to her just feeling like a big girl and just growing spiritually and practically in that way too. It's really blessed my heart. Because at first I thought, table setting, oh boy, she's only four. She totally knows how to set a table. And stand back, because when she is in control, she is in control. But we're praying about those things. So feel free after the class. I don't know how much time we're going to have for you to come up here and look at these things, but grab me afterwards. We're going to have a prayer time afterwards. Say, Lord, I really want to take a look at those things. These two handbooks right here are for children from 4 to 8, and then there's a larger handbook. I think it goes like 8 to 15. And like I said, this is the boy one. There's also a girl one that looks like this, but it's pink. I think that's it on that. We have yet to start it with the boys, being that the boys have been so busy with sports and school. We're hoping this summer that we can get them started on this. Yes. If you go to this website, it's keepersofthefaith.com. And then these are the handbooks that you can order. It's really sweet, too, that there's a little letter in the beginning. It's letter to the parents. And then a letter to the boys. And it just, for example, there's godly boyhood. And then in that, there's Bible memory, Bible reading, family. Like right now, we're doing grandparents. We're taking 2 months. But yet, continue on through that. We're taking 2 months to look at ways how we can bless our grandparents. Leah is going to be going to her Grammy and Pa, and she's going to write a letter to her Mama and Papa that live in Arizona, asking them what their favorite Bible verses are, just really focusing and taking that time to bless grandparents. There's a part, Jesus loves me, keeping clean, manners, neighbors, being a prayer warrior, singing. So it's awesome. I love it. And I like to, for ourselves, that we're not tied into like an organization necessarily. We just, for ourselves, we just liked it because we can do it on our own. And I have one other girlfriend that I do it with, simply that. So, let's see. The next is keeping a Stones of Remembrance basket. When I was in Bible study, we looked at how when the Israelites were brought through the Jordan River, they were to place stones of remembrances. So my Bible study leader said, girls, here's a little basket. She gave each one of us, and it's tiny. I wish I brought it today, but I didn't. It's a tiny little basket, and there's just simple little stones in there. And anything that the Lord puts on your heart for you to remember, primarily what he did in that place, write the date, write a key word or whatever. But when we get to the day of integrity also, we had our son, I brought one stone with us for him to write his name and the date and then the word integrity on it, and we put it into our Stones of Remembrance basket. Also, when Luke asked Christ to come into his life, he found a rock kind of in the shape of a heart that he wrote his name and the date that he asked Jesus to come into his heart. And so we keep that in our Stones of Remembrance basket. You can also even do like larger stones and put them in your garden, whatever, you know, suits you. I also would encourage you to memorize scripture and key points with your family. You can also just go to Focus on the Family or even harvest.org to get some ideas as to where to start on this. For our family, we've started with the Ten Commandments. I know a lot of us, even as adults, if I'd come up to you, what are the Ten Commandments? I know them. I know there's, you know, but just really take the time to try to memorize that and go back over it. You know, if there's a time that you memorize it, month goes by, hey, let's go back over and see, you know, let's say our Ten Commandments together. Or Fruit of the Spirit, and also the Armor of God. Those are some three simple ways to, three starting points. This Day of Integrity, it kind of based off of Acts 5, 1 through 11 from Ananias and Sapphira when our son Luke just turned 8. And it kind of also, I know I'm jumping around like crazy, but it kind of also stems from this book too, which I'll share with you. I just remember when I was 8, I asked Christ to come into my heart. So it was really on my heart to share with him, when I was 8, this is what happened. And I know he has already asked Christ to come into his heart. But we just decided, my husband and I and Luke and the two other little ones, I think were at Grammy's, we decided, all three of us, to walk up to Mount Rubidoux. He'd never been there before. He just thought we were going on a hike. And we had told him, you know, we want to spend a little extra special time with you, Luke, and we have, you know, something that we'd like to give to you once we're up at the mountain. And we didn't tell him where we're going or anything. We just let it be a surprise. So we walked up Mount Rubidoux, and we sat down at the foot of the cross, and of course the wind is just howling like crazy, and Jeff's, you know, trying to read from Acts 5, and I just thought, oh, we'll hold the wind. But then we moved to another spot, and it was more peaceful. But we had also bought him his very own Bible that we gave to him at that point, and we just really honed in on talking about integrity and prayed with him and gave him his little rock to then later put into our Stones of Remembrance basket. You could do that with many things. Maybe I'll just talk about this book right now. This book, it's called Raising a Trailblazer. It's a rite of passage trail markers for your set-apart teen. I checked the bookstore. They don't have it. You could probably go to Amazon. It's from Home Improvement Ministries, and after you feel free, you can come up and write that down. It's basically expressing that within our kind of American culture, there's not really certain little markers along the way, like a quinceañera or a bat mitzvah. I'm so sorry. Andrea, bat mitzvah. How do you say it? Yeah, bar mitzvah. anyway, this book, for example, for the 13th birthday, my girlfriend, she did this with her daughter, actually when she turned 12, kind of as a precursor to 13. This lady, I can't express to you enough, if every girl in this world had something like this, I just think it'll totally rock our world. When she was 12, she had chosen 6 ladies to ask them to pray for her daughter faithfully for the next 4 years of her daughter's life. And in asking us, she also included a list of her daughter's strengths and weaknesses. So we came together for her 12th birthday, and her mom had this beautiful table set up, and we went around to each one of us and prayed specifically as to what her mom wanted us to pray for, and we anointed her with oil. And just last November, we celebrated her 13th birthday, and so her mom thought it was special if we went together and had dessert. And she had asked each one of us to come with a word of encouragement and a warning verse. So each of us were given an opportunity to share our encouragement verse and warning verse with her daughter that we've been praying for that previous year. Once we were done with dessert, we all came back to the house, and we opened the door, and her daughter steps in, and the house is just quiet, and her dad was just standing there, looked so handsome, and over in the corner, they had a pretty candelabra. They had the word opened in a small little gift, and in that gift was her purity ring. And so at that time, basically, her mom and dad took over at that point, and we were just, you know, witnesses for that. And so primarily her dad took over at that point and went over, you know, the topic of purity. And they had just said, you know, later we'll go into more specifics, but right now we have a gift for you if you will accept these things that we laid out for you. So I just thought, I left that evening thinking, if every girl in this world had something like that, oh, how different our world would be. So, but she primarily had gotten that idea from this book. At 13, it recommends purity, and at 16, 18, and 21, there's also ideas to do in here as well. Next we see is serving together. My husband Jeff has always had a heart to lead his family in serving at the Special Olympics, so I'm really hoping that we'll get to do that someday. Working together at a soup kitchen. You even have little ones, because I know that might be a little sketchy taking them to a soup kitchen, but ask your neighbor. You know, we really have a heart to serve the Lord, and that's the key. Express that to whomever you're serving so that he can get the honor and the glory that he's so deserving of. We have a heart to serve today. We want to serve our Lord. May we pull your wheats or whatever, you know, that the Lord puts on your heart. Mission trips. Right now, a lot of times I'll hear on KSGN just those random acts of kindness. I don't know if all of you listen to KSGN, but that's where, you know, you're in the drive-through, wherever, and you want to pay for the person behind you. That's a simple, random act of kindness. Like I said, when we were going through this book, we took a whole month to talk about kindness, and at breakfast, we would say, okay, you guys, we're going to pray for you today, and we're going to see how the Lord would show you how to use kindness with someone today. And so at dinner time, when we'd come together, okay, Luke, who were you able to show kindness to today? And that kind of thing. So it really opens it up for a nice conversation. Choose a family verse and motto and memorize it. Also, I know you can paint the verses on your wall, but I know there's different companies too. I meant to get that website, but I can get it later if you're interested. You can get that verse or that motto put on your wall for a marker for, you know, your family to see on a daily basis and for your visitors to see as well. Serve a friend day. In Mark 10:45, it says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." And so, like, we'll go back again to the breakfast table and say, okay, it's Serve a Friend Day today. We're going to, at dinner time, talk about ways that you guys, you know, served a friend today. I want you to pray and ask the Lord and seek him as to who it would be that you would serve today. So, and also just express to them, too, that we're never more like Jesus than when we serve others. And that verse says it all. You can choose 12 characteristics of God to focus on, one per month. Challenge each of your member to reflect that character in their daily lives. And like I've just shared, to report that at dinner time. Make a prayer calendar together and be faithful to pray. I just want to make sure I'm doing okay on time. I can't really see it very well. 5 minutes? Okay. Take turns being the story family teller, the family storyteller. In our family, we have Susie stories, which are just so silly. It's Susie, Roscoe, and Cleta. Susie is secretly my daughter, and Roscoe is secretly Luke, and Cletus is secretly Nathan. And then when the cousins come and spend the night, they have characters too, but they just get the biggest kick out of it. And also Leah, I know at Grammy's house, Grammy tells her Snicker stories, and it's about a dog who takes just random different little adventures. Read a family book. read a book together as a family out loud. We've started with the Narnia series. You can paint together, get each person, you know, be a one-year-old even. Just let them, don't be afraid of letting them, you know, make a mess and have fun. It's just paint and water, just clean it up and be done. You could do one big one together or just, you know, we have five in our family. I'd give each one a canvas and of the same colors and then actually put it up. That's where I need to be better about. We do these fun things, but then I have to actually put them up. Let's see, I'm just going to kind of skip over. Oh, these here I got at the bookstore. They're really cool, and I'm going to try and go over some in the summertime. It's a book set collection. This one is Lightkeeper's 10 Boys Complete Box Set, but it's 10 boys who didn't give up, who used their talents, who made history, and who made a difference. And then this is the girls' version also. Let's see. You can read and discover about a new animal or flower. You can also go to Google, Google Images. And if you want to, you know, a sunflower, go to Google Images and take your kids. Okay, this is what a sunflower looks like. And then also focus on God's creation. Inexpensive family outings. I'm always on the lookout for kids eat free places. There's also a really good website there that you can go to, the Riverside, California, the 101 Things there, and also there's a book that's suggested for you to do. Home Depot has a free building workshop. The first Saturday of every month, they get a free little apron, and they go and they build.
And Lowe's has it twice a month.
Oh, Lowe's. Okay, very good. Lowe's has it twice a month. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. Free, yes. For at-home ideas, I'm just going to try and touch on a couple because I know I have just a few minutes. For creating your own family traditions, I just want to share with you for myself. For Christmas, growing up, my mom loved to do Christmas stockings for us. So I don't know what your take is on the whole Santa Claus thing, but for our family, we did Christmas stockings. And as a joke, she put squirt guns, and I was 18. She put squirt guns in all of our Christmas. Each person got a squirt gun, but hers was the only one that had water in it. And it was a huge one. And so she went to town. And my mom was very much, you know, you eat and drink in the kitchen. And so it was so unexpected because we're in the living room next to the fireplace. So my mom just busts out this huge water gun. It just drenches us. So it's just such a sweet memory that I remember. And then also she did silly string. She was the only one that had silly string in her stocking, and so she just covered us with silly string. And so the next year, we thought my sister and I would get her back, so between the two of us, we had 10 cans of silly string, and we covered her from head to toe with silly string, and she was just on the ground laughing hysterically, and I have the best picture of that moment. So just in your family, seek the Lord. God is good. He's going to give you the wonderful ideas. Let's see. This one here, I just wanted to encourage you. Organize together, divide into three piles. That in itself might not sound like fun to you, but if you turn on the radio and set that example to be, let it be fun with your family, it can be fun, not, okay, we're going to go over here and we're going to organize this again. You know, can't you guys get, you know, that kind of thing. Instead of, look, let's take an opportunity to get organized. It'll help us to be more productive and keep things more in order. And that's another thing, too. I really believe you guys, as mommies and aunties and all, and grammys, you set a tone in your family, whether you realize it or not. Okay, you guys, it's family fun night tonight. What do you guys want to do? You know, I mean, that's, you know. Try. Ask the Lord to help you. He's good. He'll show you. Try to be positive and, okay, you guys, I have this really great movie that I just rented, or, you know, we're going to try a new recipe together. We're all going to get in the kitchen. You know, be upbeat and positive about it. Let's see. I think that's about it, only because I know we're running out of time. I need to leave you guys time to transition. But I just, again, want to tell you thank you so much for allowing me the privilege to share my heart with you on this. And thank you, guys. I would like to give you my email address because I am going to trust that you're going to pray and you're going to ask God to help you be creative. He's our creator. He's going to give you big and mighty things. I believe that. And I really want you to share them with me so I can do it with my family as well. Okay, it's Laura Jackson, L-A-U-R-A, Jackson, 777, sorry, I know it's long, 777@hotmail.com. Okay. Are there any questions? Okay, let's just go ahead and close this time in prayer. Father in heaven, you are so faithful, Lord, and you are worthy of all our praises. God, we love you. We thank you for bringing us to this place today. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, when we go home, to take a moment to just sit at your feet and reflect of all that was shared this morning. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us would go to your word and even review and look at those verses that were shared and portions of scripture and ask you to search our hearts and see how we could change, Father, and just lay those things that are unnecessary in our lives aside. Father, I pray for each and every one here in this place, Lord, that she would leave a changed woman and ready and willing to apply at least one fun idea suggested. And like I said, if I could choose, it would be spending that time together as a family in your word. So, Lord, we wait with anticipation, and we are expectant to see the great and mighty things. And I just thank you for each and every lady here that has a heart to have fun with their family in an economical way. And I do just pray for those ladies that are in a hard place right now, Father. I pray that you would heal them, Lord, in their ways of hurting financially, God. And just ask you, Lord, to help us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So we just want to say that we love you, Lord, and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.